以下是 His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 所做的讲座，内容《不加凡格原意》第九章世界十五，时间1966年12月1日，地点纽约。
Jnana Jyotina Cha Api Anne Yajantamam Pasate Ekatina Prithaktina Bahudha Vishyato Mukham. Now Lord Krishna, after describingabout the Mahatman or the great souls who worship the Supreme Lord by this process of Kirtan.
主 Krishna 描述了 Mahatma 伟大的灵魂们，他们以 Kirtan 的方法崇拜自尊主。
Satatam Kirtan Tanma Savanam Kirtanam, the process of devotion is nine.Different types.
奉行的方法有九种。
Savanam. Savanam means hearing.
Shravanam 是聆听。
Kirtan. Kirtan means chanting.
Kirtan 意思是唱诵。
Kirtan actually means describing.
Kirtan 事实上意思是描述。
You can describe with music. You can describe with words.You can describe in speeches.
你可以用音乐描述，用文字描述，用话语描述。
Any sort of describing that is called kirtan.
任何一种描述，那被称为 kirtan.
And shravana. Unless you hear, you cannot describe.
还有 shravana, 除非你聆听，你无法描述。
What is a describe?
能描述什么呢？
If you do not know anything about the Supreme Lord.Then how can you describe?
如果你不知道关于自尊主的任何东西，你能描述什么呢？
Therefore, hearing is the first item. Sarvana.
因此，聆听是第一项。
And the whole Vedic literature is called hearing. Shruti. Shruti Shastra.
整个的伟大文献被称为聆听 Shruti.
Shruti means...To receive hearing.
Shruti 是通过聆听接受。
If you want to know the Supreme, you do not require to qualify yourself materially.
如果你想知道自尊，你不需要具备物质的资格。
You can remain what you are. But if you simply hear,
你是怎么样，可以还是怎么样，但你只需要聆听。
God has given you the power of hearing.
神给了你聆听的能力。
If you hear from authoritative sources, then you become perfect. Simply by hearing.
如果你从权威所聆听，那么你能变得完美，仅仅通过聆听。
Therefore, the first principle, hearing is recommended. Shravana.
因此，第一项原则是聆听。
And formally,The Veda were heard by the students from the spiritual master.
先前伟大经是由学生们从灵性导师那里聆听。
Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, you find the Arjuna is hearing from Krishna.
正如在不加凡格中，你发现 Arjuna 从 Krishna 那里聆听。
He is not studying any Vedanta philosophy in the battlefield.
他并不是在战场上学习任何维当特哲学。
He is simply hearing.
他只是在聆听。
So that is the process, hearing.
因此那是方法。
You can hear at any place.
你可以在任何地方聆听。
Even in the war field, you can hear from the authoritative source.
即便在战场上，你可以从权威处聆听。
So that was the process of acquiring knowledge.
因此那是获得知识的方法。
Hearing means receiving the knowledge, not manufacturing.
聆听意味着接受知识，并不是创造。
There are two processes of knowledge.
有两种知识的方法。
There are some persons who think, oh, why should I hear from him? Oh, I can think, I can speculate.I can manufacture something new of my own group.
有些人想啊，我为什么要听他的？我自己可以想，可以预测，可以创造一些属于我自己的新东西。
These are nonsense.
这些是无稽之谈。
This is not Vedic process.
这不是伟大的方法。
Oh, Vedic process is hearing, ascending process, not descending process.
伟大方法是聆听，自上而下的方法。
There are two processes of knowledge, ascending and descending.
有两种姿势的方法，自下而上和自上而下。
Ascending means trying to go high by your strength.
自下而上意味着想通过你自己的力量往上走。
And descending means the pure knowledge which comes from up, you receive it.
自上而下意味着纯粹的知识从上面下来，你接受它。
Inductive and deductive process.
归纳的方法和演绎的方法。
Such ascending process is not recommended in the Vedic process of knowledge.
伟大知识体系中不推荐自下而上的方法。
Vedic way of receiving knowledge by oral reception, by submissive oral reception from the spiritual master to the student.
伟大的接受知识的方法是学生从灵性导师那里。顺从的聆听。
This is the way.
这是方法。
It's coming, as you have read in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
正如我们在《不加梵歌》第四章中读到的。
Evam parampara praptam mimam rajan sayogitu. In this way, traditionally, from the spiritual master to the student, this knowledge was imparted.
就这样，传统的这知识是从灵性导师。到学生那里传授。
The Lord said that I imparted this knowledge, first of all, to the Sun God. And the Sun God imparted this knowledge to his son, Manu. And Manu imparted this knowledge to his son, Ikhaku.
主说，我首先将这一知识传授给太阳神，太阳神将这一知识传授给他的儿子 Manu。曼努将这一知识传授给他的儿子伊克斯瓦库。
伊克斯瓦库 was the king of this planet.
伊克斯瓦库是这个星球的国王。
So from 伊克斯瓦库, this knowledge is coming down, from the master or from the father to the son or from the master to the disciple.
从伊克斯瓦库那里，这知识传了下来，从父亲到儿子，从导师到门徒。
It is coming, and.Because that disciplic succession was broken, therefore Lord Krishna said that I am speaking again that old system of knowledge to you, Arjuna.
由于那一始祖传系中断了，因此主 Krishna 说，我再次向你讲授这古老的知识体系，哦 Arjuna.
Because you are my devotee, you are my dear friend.
因为你是我的奉献者，你是我的亲爱的朋友。
You have already studied this fact.
我们已经学习了这一点。
So this is the way. Therefore, Shravana. Shravana is the, Shravana means hearing.
因此要 Shravana, 意思是聆听。
Hearing is the first stage.
聆听是第一步。
And hearing is so powerful that simply by hearing from authoritative source,You can become completely perfect simply by hearing.
而聆听是这么的有力量，仅仅通过从权威那里聆听，你能变得彻底的完美。仅仅通过聆听。
Submissive hearing, of course.
当然是顺从的聆听。
Submissive. Jnani prayasam mudapashana vantayiva. This is a verse from Bhagavad Srimad Bhagavatam.
这是须摩的八卦他们中的一个世界。
Jnana prayasam mudapasa namantaiva. Don't be upstart. Don't try to understand the supreme knowledge, the absolute truth by your strength.
不要变得狂妄自大，不要试图通过你的力量去理解至尊的知识绝对真理。
You are very poor.
你是非常可怜的。
Your senses are imperfect.
你的感官是不完美的。
You cannot understand.
你不能理解。
This process you should give up.
你应该放弃这种方法。
Gyane Priyasam, attain to know the Supreme by ascending process. Oh, I said no. I'll manufacture my own way.
Gyane Priyasam, 试图通过自下而上的方法去理解自尊。啊，我能知道，我能创造自己的方法。
This is the way going on nowadays.
这是当今流行的方法。
Everyone is thinking that why shall I accept any authority? Oh, I shall think myself what I am and what I have, what is my duty.
每个人都想，为什么我要接受权威？我应该自己想我是谁，我的义务是什么。
This is going on.
现在是这样的。
But this is not a baby process.
但这不是伟达的方法。
The baby process is to shravana.
伟达的方法是 shravana.
So simply, if we give up this foolish process of understanding the absolute truth by my own attempt, if we give up and we become submissive,
如果我们放弃这种通过自己的努力去理解自绝对真理的愚蠢的方法，如果我们放弃这一种方法，变得顺从。
Yes, submission means we must know our imperfectness.
顺从意味着我们必须得知道我们的不完美。
Our imperfectness, I have several times described in this meeting.
我在这个聚会中已经几次描述过了我们的不完美。
So long we are conditioned. There are four kinds of imperfectness.
只要我们还是受局限的，我们便有四种不完美。
That we must commit mistake.
我们一定会犯错误。
So long we are conditioned, nobody can say that I will not commit mistake. I never commit a mistake.
只要我们还受局限，没有人能说我不会犯错误，我永远不犯错误。
Not possible.
那是不可能的。
You must have to err is human.
你一定会犯错误，犯错人皆难免。
So this is one imperfect.
这是一种不完美。
And to become illusion.
还有是受假象迷惑。
To accept one thing which is not.
接受一件并不是的东西。
Illusion means to accept something for something.
假迷惑意味着把一种东西当成另一种东西。
Just like we accept this body.
例如我们接受这个躯体。
We identify with this body.
我们和这一躯体认同。
If we ask you what you are, oh, I'm American.
如果我问你你是谁，啊，我是美国人。
What is your American? This body is American.
你是美国人吗？这个躯体是美国人。
And it is not. You are not this body.
但你不是这个躯体。
So this is illusion.
这是假象。
So conditioned soul is to commit mistake, to be illusion, and the senses are imperfect.
受局限的灵魂会犯错误，会受假象迷惑，感官是不完美的。
We are very much proud of seeing.
我们为自己的视觉很骄傲。
But as soon as the light is put off, we cannot see.
但一旦灯灭了，我们便不能看。
So our seeing is conditioned.
因此我们的视觉是受局限的。
And similarly, all senses are conditioned.
类似的，一切的感官都是受局限的。
So therefore imperfect.
因此是不完美的。
And there is another thing which is very nice.
还有另外一件非常好的东西。
We have got a cheating propensity.
我们有欺骗的倾向。
I do not know anything, but I want to cheat others that I know everything.
我什么都不知道，但我要欺骗其他人，我什么都知道。
I don't know, I'm a fool number one, but I want to start a group of students.And teaching foolish things.
我是一号的笨蛋，但是我想要招一群学生，教授他们愚蠢的东西。
This is cheating.
这是欺骗。
One must know from the authoritative sources and preach that.
一个必须从权威的源泉那里了解，然后传播。
Just like Arjuna was taught by Krishna, and that philosophy is going on.
正如 Krishna 教导了 Arjuna， 和那种哲学传了下来。
And those who are accepting the principle of Arjuna, they are real students of Bhagavad Gita.
那些接受 Arjuna 的原则的人，他们是真正的不叫梵歌的学生。
So therefore, our attempt to understand the absolute truth by our faulty senses and experience is futile.
因此我们试图通过充满错误的感官和经验去理解绝对真理的常识是徒劳的。
We must hear Saravanam.
我们必须得聆听 Saravanam.
That is the basic process.
这是伟大的方法。
The student used to go to the master, Gurukul. It was known as Gurukul.
先前们学生都是去导师那里去 Gurukul。
Every Brahmin, every self-realized soul, every Vipra, expert in the knowledge of Vedic literature, he would be provided with some brahmacharis, group of brahmacharis.
每一个 Brahmana, 自我觉悟的灵魂，每一个 Vipra, 伟大文献方面的专家，他都会有一群 brahmachari.
They will follow the rules and regulation of brahmachari life.And live with the spiritual master.
他们会遵守 Brahmachari 生活的规范守则，和灵性导师住在一起。
And the spiritual master will teach them from Vedic literature real knowledge.
灵性导师会从伟大文献中教授他们真正的知识。
That is the process. This is
那是方法。
It's called Saravanam.
这被称为 Saravanam.
So one should not adopt the means of ascending process.
因此，一个人不应该采用自下而上的方法。
Ganeprayasam udapasa. Udapasa means give it up.
Udapasa 意味着放弃它。
And namanta eva and be submissive.
Namanta eva 变得顺从。
Namanta eva, jivanti sanamukaritana bhavadiya vartam. In this way, if one lives and hears,
如果一个人这样的生活聆听。
From the realized soul.
从觉悟的灵魂那里。
Just like Arjuna is hearing from Krishna, from the perfect person, Sanmukharita.
正如 Arjuna 从 Krishna 的聆听，从完美的人 ，Sanmukharita.
Krishna or his representative.
Krishna 或者他的代表。
His representative is a devotee of Krishna.
他的代表是 Krishna 的奉献者。
Krishna is just like Arjuna.Arjuna was made representative of Krishna. How?
正如 Arjuna 是 Krishna 的奉献者。
Because Arjuna, Krishna says, Bhaktosi, you are my devotee.
因为 Krishna 说 Bhaktosi, 你是我的奉献者。
So nobody can become representative of Krishna or God without become his devotee.
因此，如果一个人不是神的奉献者，他不可能成为神的代表 ，Krishna 的代表。
One who thinks that I am God, he cannot become the representative of God.
一个想着我是神的人，他不能成为神的代表。
Suppose some of your representative, you are a businessman.
假设说你是个生意人，你有代表。
Just see our imperfectness. This body, we have got imperfectness. Talking, something.
看看我们有多不完美，这个躯体又不完美，有时候咳嗽。
Now how we can become perfect?
我们怎么能变得完美呢？
Under the stringent rules and regulation of the nature,
我们出于自然的严厉的规范原则之下
，a little difference will put me into difficulty.
有一点变化，便会使我遇到困难。
So we are not at all independent, so long we are conditioned.
因此，只要我们还是受局限的，我们便根本不是独立的。
So.If, suppose you are a businessman, you send your representative for securing business.
假设说你是个生意人，你派你的代表去做生意。
And if he represents himself to the customer, I am the proprietor.
如果他向顾客们呈现他自己为，我是拥有者，我是业主。
How long he can prolong?
那他能持续多久呢？
As soon as the master will know that this foolish man is representing himself as the proprietor of this farm, at once cancel.
一旦主人知道了，这个笨蛋把自己称为这个企业的业主，他立即会把它撤销。
Because, there is cheating.
因为那是欺骗。
He is not proprietor.
他并不是拥有者。
Similarly, anyone who says that I am God, he should not preach.
类似的，任何一个说我是神的人，他不应该传道。
He can think himself for acquiring knowledge of God. That is another thing.
他可以为了获得神的知识想着自己，那是另一回事。
I am God. I am God means to understand the quality of God. Because I am qualitatively God.
我是神，意味着去理解神的品质。因为我和神的品质是一样的。
Because I'm part and parcel of God, therefore, my qualities are the same.
因为我是神的所属部分，因此我的品质是同样的。
Just like I've several times repeated that a part of gold, even a molecular part, a particle of gold, so it is gold.
我已经重复过几次了。一部分金子，哪怕是一粒金子，那也是金子。
It is nothing, but gold.
它仍旧是金子。
Similarly, although you are very minute fragments of the Supreme, still the quality is the same.
类似的，尽管我们是自尊的非常渺小的碎片，在质上是同样的。
So if I study myself, then I can study God also.Because I can understand the quality of God.
如果我研究自己，那我也是在研究神，因为我能理解神的品质。
I may not understand the quantity.
我可能不会理解数量的不同。
Suppose if you receive some good grains of rice.
比如说，你得到几粒很好的米。
You do not think of what is the quantity in the store.But from the sample, you can understand that this quality rice is there, I can purchase.
你并不在乎整个储藏有多大，但从这个样品你能理解，这个米的质量很好，我可以购买。
Then you make your transaction, how many pounds you have got in your stock, I can check.
然后你做交易，你在那里储藏了多少磅的米，我可以买。
The quantity is different.
因此数量是另一回事。
But quality, from quality, you can select.
但你可以根据质量来挑选。
You can make your selection. What sort of rice you shall purchase?
你挑选，你买哪种米。
So, you are quantitatively one with God.
因此，你在品质上是和神合一的。
Therefore, if you study yourself that I am God, and if you study your all propensities, all qualities,Then you can understand God.
因此，如果你研究你自己，我是神；如果你研究你自己所有的倾向、所有的品质，那你可以理解神。
So that is a process.
因此，那是一种方法。
But you cannot preach that I am God.
但你不能鼓吹说我是神。
Because if you preach yourself as God, then people may ask you.If you are God, then show me your all powerfulness.
因为如果你鼓吹自己是神，人们会问你：如果你是神，那请向我展示你的万无所不能。
That you cannot show.
你做不到。
You cannot preach that I am God.
因此你不能鼓吹我是神。
So far Krishna is concerned, he proved that he is God.
至于 Krishna, 他证明了他是神。
How?In this Bhagavad Gita.
怎么呢？怎么样的？在《佛教梵歌》中。
Now we are reading ninth chapter.
我们现在在读第九章。
In the 11th chapter, Arjuna requested, Krishna, that will you kindly show me your universal form?
在第十一章中，阿尔 的请求说 ，Krishna， 请你向我展示你的宇宙形体。
So Krishna showed him. Yes.
Krishna 向他展示了。
So that this was Arjuna's teaching to Bhava, that in future, so many fools he represent himself as God.
这是 Arjuna 在教导世界，在未来会有许多傻瓜称他们自己为神。
So, don't be fooled by them.
不要被他们愚弄了。
Just ask him, show me your universal form.
只要问他，展示你的宇宙形体。
Then accept him as God.
然后可以接受他为神。
Don't very cheaply accept any fool as God.
不要非常轻易地把任何傻瓜接受为神。
So, this is the highest imperfection, that he is in the stringent laws of the material nature. If there is simply a toothache, he becomes overwhelmed and himself preaches as God.
这是最高的不完美，他是处于物质自然的严厉的法律之下，如果有点牙疼他都受不了，但他鼓吹自己是神。
So this sort of thing can be accepted by similar foolish nature.
这种东西只会被那些类似的愚蠢的人接受。
God is supreme.
神是至尊的。
Nobody can God. Nobody can be equal.
没有人和神平等。
With God. God is called in the Vedic literature Asama Urdha.
神在伟大文献中被称为Asama Urdhava.
Asama means nobody is equal to him.
Asama 意思是没有人和他平等。
And nobody is higher than him. Urdhava means higher.
没有人比他更高。Urdhava 意思是更高。
Nobody can be higher than God, and nobody can be equal to God.
没有人能比神更高，没有人和神平等。
Everyone is lower than God.
每个人都比神低。
However he great he may be.
不管他有多伟大。
And there is a nice verse. Shiva Virinchi Nutam.
有个很好的诗。Shiva Virinchi Nutam.
Shiva Virinchi, Shiva means the Lord Shiva.
Shiva 指主 Shiva.
And Virinchi means Lord Brahma.
Virinchi 指主 Brahma.
They are considered to be the topmost demigods in this material world.
他们被认为是物质世界里最高的半神人。
So they also offer their respectful obeisances to Vishnu or God.
他们也向 Vishnu 神进行谦卑的顶拜。
So nobody can be equal to God. Therefore, we should be, instead of becoming God, or instead of understanding God personally by our this teeny knowledge and imperfect senses, better to become submissive.
因此没有人和神平等，因此我们与其试着变成神，或者试图通过自己微不足道的姿势和不完美的感官去理解神，最好是变得顺从。
Give up this habit.
放弃那种习惯。
Jnani prayasam mudapasa. Just give up this habit, foolish habit. Just I can know God.
只要放弃那种愚蠢的习惯，我能理解神。
Just become submissive and try to hear from authorities.
只要变得顺从，试着从权威那里聆听。
Sanmukritam, who is authority?
谁是权威呢？
Authority is Krishna, and our God are his representative.
权威是 Krishna, 神或他的代表。
Just like Lord Jesus Christ is representative of God.
比如说主耶稣基督他是神的代表，因此他是权威。
Similarly, any authorized incarnation
还有任何权威的化身。
But that incarnation will never say that I am God.
但那化身永远不会说我是神。
I am servant of God. That is his representation.
他会说我是神的仆人。
He'll never say I am God.
他永远不会说我是神。
That makes confirmation that he is representative of God.
那证实了他是神的代表。
So he is authority. Who does not say that I am God, but he says I am servant of God, I am son of God, I am devotee of God.
因此，那不说我是神，但是说我是神的仆人，我是神的儿子，我是神的奉献者，那么他是权威。
He is representative, real representative.
他是真正的代表。
So we have to hear from him.
我们必须从他那里聆听。
Jnana Priyasam Mudupasanamanta Eva. I am just trying to explain to you the process of hearing. The process of hearing.
我是在试着向你们解释聆听的方法。
So submissively, we shall try to hear from the authorized source, representative of God.
我们应该试着从权威、从神的代表那里聆听。
Sarmakritam bhavadiya bhartam jivanti lees
jivante 生活
sthane sthita means keeping himself in his position.
Sthane sthita 意思是保持他原来的地位。
Sthane sthita, just like you are hearing Bhagavad Gita, some of you areA medical man, some of you are engineers, some of you are businessmen.
正如你们在聆听不掉凡歌，你们中有些人是医生，有些人是工程师，有些人是生意人。
Some are clerk.
有些人是职员。
That doesn't matter.
那并不要紧。
You keep yourself in your position.
你可以保持在你原来的位置。
You remain as American. You remain as Christian.
你可以还是美国人，还是基督徒。
It doesn't matter.
那并不要紧。
But there is no harm in hearing Bhagavad Gita.
但是聆听佛教梵歌没有害处。
There is no harm.
没有害处。
You'll get knowledge.
你会得到知识。
You'll get knowledge. You'll become better Christian. You'll become better American.
你会变成更好的基督徒，变成更好的美国人。
Is it? It is not the purpose that we are trying to convert American into Indian or Indian into American or Christian into Hindu. That is not our mission.
我们的目的并不是把美国人变成印度人，把印度人变成美国人，把基督徒变成印度徒，那不是我们的使命。
We are just preaching the science of Krishna or science of God, Krishna consciousness.
我们是在试着传播 Krishna 的科学，神的科学 ，Krishna 的知觉。
So everyone can.Learn this science.
每个人都可以学习这门科学。
Just like when you go to college, there is no question of that whether a man is American or Indian or African.
正如如果你去大学，那不存在美国人、印度人或非洲人的问题。
Everyone is allowed in the schools, college, and university to take science knowledge.
每个人都被允许去学校、学院去学科学知识。
So this is.Krishna consciousness, science of God.
这是 Krishna 知觉，神的科学。
Everyone can do.
每个人都可以接受。
Anesthita. You just keep yourself.
你可以处于你原来的位置。
In your place, there is no need of change.
不需要改变。
Anesthita, Shruti gata. There again, Shruti. Shruti means this ears by hearing.
Shruti 意思是通过耳朵聆听。
Sudhigatam tanumang manovi. Just try to assimilate with your body, with your mind, with your intelligence.
只要试着通过你的身体、你的心意、你的智慧去吸收。
Sudhigatam tanumang manovi. If you do this, then the result will be.
如果你这么做，那么结果会是。
Prayaso ajitopi jitopasi tayitilokyam.God's another name is Ajita.
神的另一个名字是 Ajita.
Ajita means nobody can conquer him.
Ajita 意思是没有人能征服他。
Because everyone is lower than God, who is conquering?
因为每个人都比神低，谁能征服他呢？
Therefore, his name is Ajita. Ajita means unconquerable. You are to speak of God. You cannot conquer in the energy of God.
因此神的名字是阿基特，不可征服的。不用提神，你即便连神的能量也征服不了。
You are under the material energy of God.
你处于神的物质能量之下。
At your present condition life, you are under the energy of God, this material energy.
在你当前受局限的生活中，你是在神的物质能量之下。
You cannot conquer in the energy. So how you can conquer God?
你连的能量都征服不了，你怎么能征服神呢？不可能的。
So, therefore, another name of God is Ajita.
因此神的一个名字是阿基特。
Like Krishna is another name of God.
正如 Krishna 是神的另一个名字。
Of course, according to Vedic literature, Krishna is the principal. God has many names.
当然，按照伟大文献 ，Krishna 是首要的名字。神有许多名字。
According to his work, according to different persons' understanding, he has got innumerable, numberless names.
根据他的工作，根据不同人的理解，他有不可计数的名字。
But the in the Vedic literature, it is said that Krishna is the principal name.
但是在伟大文献中说 ，Krishna 是主要的名字，首要的名字。
Because Krishna means the highest pleasure.
因为 Krishna 意味着最高的快乐。
So, another name of God is Ajita. Ajita means one who is unconquerable.
因此，神的另一个名字是 Ajita, 不可征服的。
So that unconquerable becomes conquered.
那不可征服者会被征服。
How? By this process.
怎么样呢？通过这一方法。
What is this process? Just submissively hear and try to assimilate it nicely.
什么方法呢？顺从的聆听，试着很好的吸收。就是这样。
So God is neither Christian or Hindu or Muslim or anything.
神不是基督徒的、印度徒的或穆斯林教徒的。
God is God.
神是神。
If you hear Bhagavad Gita submissively,with your arguments and first thing is you must be submissive.
如果你聆听佛教梵歌顺从的，首要的事情是你必须得顺从。
You should not think yourself that you are do not be part of with false knowledge.
不要因为有虚假的知识而变得自负。
Everyone we should think that we are ignorant.
我们每个人都在想我们是愚昧的。
We should have to receive knowledge.
我们必须得接受知识。
That should be the first step. And receive knowledge and try to assimilate it and try to apply it with your body, with your mind, with your intelligence.
那应该是第一步，试着去接受知识，吸收它，运用它，通过你的躯体、心意和智慧。
Then,you'll understand God so nicely that although God is unconquerable, you'll conquer him.
那样你能这么好的理解神，虽然神是不可征服的，你会征服他。
You'll conquer. By this simple process.
你会通过这简单的方法征服他。
So therefore, Sravanam, hearing is so important.
因此 Sravanam, 聆听是这么重要。
So in the devotional service, the first step is hearing. Hearing submissively from the authoritative source and just to assimilate it